Buxley may be closer than he appears. Buxley here to answer your World of Warcraft questions in this edition of Ask Buxley. This week's question is about guild banks. Eldon Maynard writes, "Dear Buxley, I have always wondered how the Tarn and Thunder Bluff seem to fit the entire realm's guild banks into one totem pole. How do they do that?" For those of you that don't know, a guild bank is where a guild stores its treasures. Most guilds store gold and special items, although a few guilds keep things like fish in there, which I guess is okay if you're a guild of Tuskar. But it does smell up the bank pretty badly. Each of the guild banks has a unique history, and Thunder Bluff's guild bank is no different. Once adventurers started to collect treasures and form guilds, they used the totem pole to store their items. Pretty soon it was clear it wasn't going to work out because the gold started coming out the bottom of the totem pole. The Tarns worked out a deal with the goblins to engineer a fix to this problem. While they were working on a solution, they temporarily piled dirt around the base of the totem pole. Unfortunately, the goblins couldn't come up with a solution fast enough because the guilds were storing treasure away so quickly that they had to keep piling dirt up so the money wouldn't keep falling out of the bottom. It got so bad that the other areas of the city had to start piling up dirt as well so they could continue to reach their banks. This got way, way out of hand. The city we know today as Thunder Bluff was originally called Thunder Flats, and those huge mesas everyone thinks are just naturally occurring geography are really huge treasure piles with dirt packed all around them. Now there's just too much there to move, so they use strong magic to hold the bluffs together and to keep all the treasure in. Oh, and whatever you do, don't tell the Alliance. They think all the treasure is at the Crossroads in the Barrens. That's why they always attack that. Thanks for your question! If you'd like to follow Buxley on Twitter, just follow Ask Buxley.
May our paths cross again.